Hi, and welcome back. I'm Simi Lerner, and this is the Judaism from Within podcast, where we discuss the ideas and the approach of Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, giving a grounded meaning to commandments that we have in the Torah, a guide for life, but giving it a richness and a way of making it meaningful in our lives directly. And that's what we're going to do today. We're approaching the second part of the topic of chinuch. Last week, we developed the idea of what are you supposed to impart to your child, the responsibility of a parent to take care for their mind, their soul, their body, things that you wouldn't necessarily think of from teaching your child manners, education, their mission as a Jew in this world, their way to approach the world in general, the narrative they're supposed to fit themselves within, but also prepare them for life. Not only in terms of making them a civic human being, but also prepare them to be able to sustain themselves in life. Prepare them with a job, with the ability to make a living, to be able to sustain themselves and a family. And neglecting on any one of these responsibility is akin to betraying your child. So it's quite a serious endeavor. But before we go on, I just want to express my real gratitude for messages that I've received from people. Their appreciation of this podcast, of other podcasts. I'm not always that fast at responding. I eventually do get to it. I'm always happy to receive a WhatsApp or an email. It keeps me going in terms of the encouragement. So wanted to put out a thank you there. So let's carry on. What we're going to discuss this week is something that comes next. You know what you're supposed to do in relationship to your child and what you're supposed to be imparting onto them, how you're supposed to be molding them to prepare them for life. But what about the journey of life itself? What is your relationship to them in that context? And now we get the topic of role models. And this is quite appropriate on a personal level. Myself and Rivka were just blessed with a beautiful baby girl. We called her Tehila Esther. We've had 4 boys, and now we have a girl. Besides being able to share this wonderful news, this is quite relevant to our topic today, and I'll explain why. Being a male and having sons, that allows me to experience them, and them experience me in a specific way. We have the same gender. But for my wife, Rivka, not that she isn't a role model to my sons, not that she is not a role model to her boys, but she's going to be a different type of role model to her daughter. There is clearly a difference there, and there's clearly a difference of responsibility. Rav Hirsch develops this most fully in his commentary on Parashas Tazria, where he describes the nature of a male's responsibility to his son and a female's responsibility to her daughters. And that idea that he develops there is very relevant to what we're discussing now, because Rav Hirsch categorizes your responsibility to your children in 3 planes. 1, let's call it from the age of 0 to 13, 13 till their 20s, or when they go out into the world by themselves. Rav Hirsch sees your responsibility in the first stage as being that of a role model. You are supposed to enact, demonstrate, live out a certain way of life that your child looks at it and says, that is something I want to be, that is something I want to embody. You are there to demonstrate a life. You are there to embody an existence that your child is supposed to see and say, I too want to be like that. You're supposed to be training your child and training yourself at the same time. You're supposed to become a better person that your child experiences and says, I want to be like you. That is the role of the first stage in life. You're supposed to be a role model. You're supposed to be enacting a drama that they want to take part in, that they want to see themselves living out in their own lives. There's a story that Rav Hirsch records of a woman asking him, like, I've got children coming, and how do I best prepare for this? And he's like, well, you start 3 years before the child's born. I'm not quoting verbatim, but the point was, training to have a child doesn't start when you've got children. Training for a child, or training for being a parent, starts way before then. You have to start developing your character, developing your personality, your midas, your connection to your mission, way before you have the children. By the time you have the children, you're already supposed to be demonstrating your role as a role model to your children. That is the first stage. Let's call it the stage of role model. The second stage is when your child is already older. This is where Rav Hirsch describes the age where temptation rises, the natural state of a teenager, be it boy or girl, interests begin to peak, curiosity begins to emerge. And this is when they start enacting those. This is often where people find the hardest level of education when it comes to their children. I am not there yet, but this is where people describe as being the most difficult. Rav Hirsch's advice to us in this context is to shift your responsibility, shift your persona. You are no longer a role model, but you are to be a friend. Think about that for a moment. Rav Hirsch uses the parallel that if your child was physically disabled, you would be there for him, obviously, and no question. My child is physically disabled, I have to be there for them. But what about morally? What if your child was struggling morally? It baffles him that this is when people shove their children away. This is when you have to be there for your children the most. When your child is struggling in the area of ethics, in the area of spirituality, the one they should turn to should be you. You should be a friend to your child. Now, obviously, this can be taken too far. You are not your child's friend in isolation. You are also their parent. It's not that you are a friend without any other links. You have just been their role model. A role model emerging into the relationship of friendship is very different than a friend in school. Because often I can envision people hearing this idea, be a friend to your child. And then ideas and images come to mind of, I should be a friend with my child? Yes and no. If you mean a friend like he has friends in school, well, obviously not. That's simplistic. But to be able to shift the role of being a example, of being a role model, and being able to subtly maneuver that relationship to one of friendship. You are not just a friend to your child. Hopefully, if you've done it right, you are the role model who is now entering into a closer, more intimate relationship with your son or daughter. Because now it's no longer the distance of role model. It is the one who can be spoken to on the level of friend. That level of intimacy is very different than that of role model. It is one of connection, but on a deeper level, because it's moving from one state to another, not a friend from nothing, or just that role model relationship. It is trying to merge the two together, and that level of connection will allow your child, and the way Rav Hirsch puts it, will allow your child to turn to you when they are struggling. Struggle, often you don't just look to role models, but you look for someone who can share your struggle, who can hear your pain, who can hear your confusion. Parents should be that for their children as well, but it requires a shift. And then lastly, Rav Hirsch talks about when your child has left. And the metaphor, so to speak, he uses here is that like Yosef, when he was struggling in Ashes Potiphar, when he was struggling in Egypt, the Torah tells us how Yosef was struggling with the advances of Potiphar. And the Medrash talks about how Jacob, his father, appeared to him in a vision, or the face of Yaakov appeared to him, and that held him to the straight and narrow. That should be your responsibility when it comes to your child when they have left. You should be at the forefront of their mind. When they are going through life and they are struggling, and they are tempted, and they want to go down the wrong path, in a path you wouldn't have wanted them to go, your face should appear to them. Not the face of just a role model, but a face of a friend, the role model who became a friend. That image that emerged to Yosef should be the image that emerges to our children when they're out in the wild, when they're out in the outside world. That is when your face should appear to them. And it shouldn't be pure fear. It shouldn't be fear of what will my father, what would my mother do, because you're not there. This isn't a calling for fear. This is a calling for a recognition that you should develop the relationship with your children where you've been the role model and now you're going to be the friend, to emerge in its final articulation in being the image that emerges to them at a point of struggle. So let's recap. We spoke about the responsibilities of a father and a mother in molding the child. What is your responsibilities on the heart, on the mind, the soul, the body? Those are your responsibilities. And if to allow your child to the outside world without living out those responsibilities, you have betrayed them. You have left them disabled. You've left them handicapped in the outside world, be it spiritually or physically. And now we speak about the role you play in relationship to your children, beginning as role model, emerging as friend, and reaching its highest point in a face that will emerge to your child when they're at a point of struggle, when they think about how they should be living their lives, decisions they are making that affect their spiritual disposition, when they're wondering which direction to go. Your face should appear to them. Your face should appear to them, not one that strikes fear into their soul. What would mother say? What would father say? No, a face that emerges to them that was the role model, but the role model that was able to emerge into a friend. And that relationship between the role model friend dynamic is a face that should emerge to them in their adulthood as being, I wouldn't want to disappoint. I would want to live up to that role model. I would want to live up to that relationship that emerged from the role model. And that is the role of a parent. As always, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a great week.